Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and craves the stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks are falling into darkness. The Bible calls us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Ladies and gentlemen, we're still dealing with this thing of music. We're still dealing with music in the church. And Hillsong had a peace video. And a lot of people seem to think that it has a lot of evil messages in that. You know, Hillsong is one of the biggest Christian artists today. They are from, I believe they're from Australia, but they have churches all over the world. And so they have a big influence. We have talked about them in the past, and but they have a new video today. And one of the gentlemen here, he is exposing that video, and he's bringing out some things that I didn't even see. So it brought to my attention. And so get close to your radio and listen as this gentleman, he teaches on the evil behind the Hillsong video.
Let's pray and then let's get into this teaching. Father, we bless you and we honor you today in the wonderful and powerful name of Yeshua. And Father, I want to pray today that every person that will join for this teaching, Father, I pray that your protection will be over their mind and over their spirit. I pray, Father, that your Ruach will reveal to them the truth about what is going on. And Father, that they will use this teaching as a tool, Father, to share with many that are caught in the snare and in the trap of the enemy. I pray, Father, that your righteousness, that your truth will shine forth. And Father, that we will be people, Father, that have eyes to see and ears to hear. And Father, that are not caught in the strong delusion of the age. And Father, that are living our life righteously and set apart for you. We thank you for this time, Father, and we pray a special blessing upon each and every person. I pray, Yahweh, that your word will go forth, that your truth, Father, will be revealed unto every single person that will listen to this teaching, in the wonderful and powerful name of Yeshua Mashiach. Now, brothers and sisters, I was recently sent a link to the most recent Hillsong video that was created by the YNF, which is called Young and Free. They're more creative side. And I'm not a supporter of Hillsong or their music. I don't normally watch it or listen to it at all. But this person asked me to take a look at it because of how creepy this video was. And they felt that there was a message or a hidden message that was being pushed by this video. And I sat with it and I prayed about it and the Father began to speak to me. And this is why I felt the need to do this video, to expose the real agenda that is being pushed by Hillsong Church, and not only by them, but by the enemy himself. So brothers and sisters, like I said, Hillsong, I want you to understand that Hillsong is a puppet of the enemy. They are a puppet of Satan that is being used to deceive the masses and follow after a fake and false groom, which is namely the enemy, Satan himself. We also need to understand, brothers and sisters, that throughout the scriptures that we read in the book of Revelation, that the white horse rider is going to go out upon the earth first. That white horse rider, brothers and sisters, is not the rapture. That white horse rider is deception. And the spirit of deception is hard at work. And you know, Satan knows that his time is short. And the question is, will you come to see the truth? I pray that you will ask the Father to reveal the truth to you. And you'll come to see, brothers and sisters, if you do that and you pray about it, then you will come to see in this video that Hillsong is pushing a major agenda with this music video, and that it's a message that every believer needs to take heed to. You know, as I said, time is running out, and the false peace that has been prophesied in the word of Yahweh is on the horizon. You know, this video that they've just brought out is called Peace. It is actually the whole song that they say that it's about is about anxiety. But when you look at the video, you'll come to see it has absolutely nothing to do with anxiety. It's a new world order agenda that they are pushing. So brothers and sisters, like I said, over and over on this channel, we've been saying and we've been continuing to say that we need to choose holiness and that we need to choose the narrow path that leads to life. We need to be set apart. You know, in many other articles, I've also stressed the point that you need to be filled with the Ruach. You need to be filled with the Spirit of Yahweh. Because if you are not filled with the Spirit of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, you will be deceived in these last days. I'm not talking about a false spirit. I'm talking about the true Spirit of Yahweh. And you know, due to the lack of understanding, brothers and sisters, the Bible says that because of a lack of knowledge, people are going to be led astray. And you know, so many people have been misled to believe that this white horse rider in the book of Revelation, as I said, is Messiah himself coming to rapture his bride. But the truth is that when you look at the Hebrew language, it is a messianic wannabe. It is not Messiah at all. It is a messianic wannabe. And we need to understand this because his real name is Deception. And brothers and sisters, Deception has been riding across the earth for a very, very long time. And the truth is now more than ever, that deception is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger as man falls deeper and deeper into delusion. Brothers and sisters, what I want you to remember is that there are two spirits at work. Before we even get into anything else, I want you to understand this. We need to remember that there are two spirits at work, the Spirit of Yahweh and the Spirit of the Age. You can call that Spirit of the Age whatever you want. You can call it New Age, you can call it whatever, but it's the Spirit of the Age, and the propagator of that spirit is Satan himself, HaSatan, the enemy, the adversary, the supplanter, whoever you want to call him. He is the one behind that spirit. And Yeshua said that there are two roads and two paths. He also said that you will know the children of light, true light. The children of Yahweh will be known by their fruits, the fruits that they exhibit. Are their fruits like the fruits of the world, or are their fruits like that come from the kingdom of righteousness and truth and set apartness? Let's have a look at what it says in Matthew chapter 7. Before we get there, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 3 says the following: "For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them." And brothers and sisters, this is important to understand because this video is all about peace. And I'm going to share a few things with you that I believe is happening in the world right now. Brothers and sisters, there will be a time of false peace. And during that time of false peace is when the saints will go and do as much work as they can. And then the anti-Messiah will be revealed. We need to take note to the signs and the seasons that are being revealed to us so that we can be in step with Yahweh. They are trying to set up this false peace. This peace that is not of Yahweh, it is of men. And they are trying to set up this false peace so that they can look like the heroes. And then, all of a sudden, there's going to come chaos. The first chaos, and then there will come order, and then there will come a greater chaos at the end. So let's have a look at what it says in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13. "Enter through the narrow gate, because the gate is wide, and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it, because the gate is narrow and the way is hard-pressed, which leads to life. And there are few who find it. But beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are savage wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? So every good tree yields good fruit, but a rotten tree yields wicked fruit. A good tree is unable to yield wicked fruit, and a rotten tree to yield good fruit. Now every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, by their fruits, brothers and sisters, by people's fruits, you shall know them. Not everyone who says to me, 'Master, Master,' shall enter into the reign of the heavens, but he who is doing the desire of my Father in the heavens. Many shall say to me in that day, 'Master, Master, Have we not prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and done mighty works in your name? Take note of that. People, take note of what's been said here. These people will be casting out demons in his name, but he will say to them, depart from me because I didn't know you. Today there are many people professing the name. They think that by calling on the name of Jesus, they think by calling on that name that they are calling on his name, but they are not. They're calling on a false Messiah. And they'll cast out demons and they'll do all these great works. But in the end, Messiah will look at them and say, I don't know you. Brothers and sisters, you know, so many people turn around and say, yeah, but you know, these churches and these places, you know, they're doing good things. And you know, they preach the message of Messiah. No, they don't. Even the demons know his name. That means nothing. We need to understand something here, brothers and sisters, that it's clear to see that there are two paths, two trees, two kinds of fruit, and two boulders, one foolish and one wise. You see, we as Yahweh's children need to re-evaluate the truths of Yahweh's word. And you know, the Shema that is found in the book of Deuteronomy says that we are to love Yahweh not only with our head, but with our hearts. And today there are so many people that love Yahweh because of what they can get, not because of what they can give. And I have said that so many times. And brothers and sisters, take note of this. You know, the church is looking for an end time revival. I'm not sure that we actually see that anywhere in Scripture. More, if you look at Scripture and apply Scripture to Scripture, then you'll see that there is more of a reference to a great falling away, a great apostasy, than there is to an end time revival. I see a remnant of righteous, holy, set apart people. They will be filled with Yahweh's Spirit, doing the greater works. But the rest, they will be falling away continually. And they will go after the spirit of the age. You know, Yahweh speaks of a remnant, but not once does he make reference to revival. In Matthew chapter 24, in 2 Thessalonians, as well as in Jude and the book of Revelation, they all speak of a great falling away called apostasy. These are people that once professed to be saved, but now they are fallen away from the faith. Look at what it says in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3. Let no one deceive you in any way, because the falling away is to come first, and the man of lawlessness. So there will be a great falling away first, and it's happening with a great, great scale. Brothers and sisters, before we even get into the signs and symbols and into this video, this is important stuff. So bear with me. There is a need now, brothers and sisters, in the body of Messiah Yeshua, now more than ever, to know what truth is. In John chapter 18 and 37, Pilate said to him, you are a sovereign then. And Yeshua answered, you say it because I am a sovereign. For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, that I should bear witness of the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. And Pilate said to him, what is truth? When he said this, he went out again into the Yehudim and said to them, I find no guilt in him. Brothers and sisters, what's important about this passage is that the ultimate truth stood before Pilate. And yet, like many today, brothers and sisters, just like the people today, he didn't have any clue of who Yeshua really was. You know, today, many are still asking the same question as Pilate. What is truth? And they are mixing truth with error continually. Brothers and sisters, truth is that which is consistent with the mind, the will, and the character of Yahweh. He is the final and ultimate source of all truth. And Yeshua said that his word, his instructions, his guidelines, that is truth. Brothers and sisters, I want to read one other scripture to you, and it's found in 2 Thessalonians 2, 9, 10, and 11. It says, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and wonders of falsehood, and with all deception of unrighteousness in those perishing. Why are they perishing? They're perishing because they did not receive the love of the truth. You need to understand that Satan, Satan, is fully capable of supernatural signs and wonders. And unfortunately, many in the charismatic movement, many in the crazy charismatic movement, have an attitude that if something is supernatural, it must be of Yahweh. And today, that is filtering through into many in the messianic faith too. And they think just because something is supernatural, or just because something looks good on the outside, that it has to be of Yahweh. But the scriptures tell us that Satan is perfectly capable of producing powerful signs and wonders to attest his lies. More so, he will do all that he can to get us to run after knowledge alone. So my question to you is, how far are we into this delusion? And what I'm about to show you is probably going to shock many of you, maybe even anger you. But I pray that at the end of this, you will come to see why Yeshua said that even the elect might be deluded. Brothers and sisters, we have a great job to do in the last days, to warn and to call and to teach our friends and family and to show them that these things are happening. We need to warn people. We really do need to warn people. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to show you something. And like I said, you need to pray and you need to have wisdom with regards to the following that I'm about to show you. In order for the video of Hillsong, the new video called Peace, to make any sense to you and for you to see the truth of what that video is actually saying, I need to show you some truth about Masonry and Freemasonry, as well as a secret society known as the Illuminati. Now, many people, they laugh at these things and they say, oh, you know what, there he goes again. It's crazy, crazy person. Just another one of those fanatical weirdos looking into everything. No, that's not the truth. The truth is, brothers and sisters, that in Yahweh's word, Yahweh has signs and symbols. And in the spiritual realm and in the occult, there is signs and symbols that have been used to bring about their truth. And we need to understand these things so that when we look at things, we can see what is actually being told through the message. One of the things that the occult, or not the occult, but Freemasonry likes to use very, very often is the black and white checkerboard. Not only that, but we also see that they like to use, this picture is taken from the $1 bill in the United States. This is called the eye, the all-seeing eye, or better yet, the eye of providence. And it is the eye that sees everything. Well, they claim the eye of God. I don't know what God it is, but it's definitely not the God that I serve. Another one that's very important, again, is the black and white checkerboard that they show throughout. In many, many images, you will find the black and white checkerboard in movies and different kinds of things. Find it. You'll normally find it in Freemason lodges or in places of power, like government buildings and so forth. Another one is this. It is the eye of Horus, found within the pyramid. Now, the Illuminati was founded by a man who was a Bavarian, and it was found, it's an order within an order of Freemasons. Now, the interesting thing about this is that today, you cannot prove that any organization is the Illuminati. Many people will say, oh, but they don't even exist. Many people will say, well, oh, you know what, it's just a conspiracy theory. If it is a conspiracy theory, brothers and sisters, then why is it that so many Christian artists are pulling the same signs and same symbols with their hands, with their music? They're using the same imagery as the mainstream music industry is using. So if this is just some kind of conspiracy, then why do we see this happening, especially with those kind of artists that have signed over to record companies like Sony, for example, which we know is definitely sold out to the enemy? So the basic principles of the Illuminati lives on today. Brothers and sisters, it is very much alive today. And they will say that they are not a secret society, just like the Freemasons. They will say, oh, well, we're not a secret society, we're just a society with secrets. Which absolutely makes no sense. But anyway, another one of these symbols, as I said, is the Eye of Horus. And you can see this on many of the music videos today, where you have many of these artists, such as Katy Perry, where they have this eye literally either tattooed on a part of their body, or they have it actually above on their own forehead. And basically, this is, it's the all-seeing eye of Ra, which is the Egyptian god. He is the father of all. So brothers and sisters, these signs and symbols are from Egyptology. They're also from the occult, and they are used in the occult. Let's go on. Now, this is a picture of a pyramid in Johannesburg. It's a building that is actually exactly built like a pyramid. And this building is a place of, it's like a secret society within Johannesburg, but it's also like a place where many, many people go for finance. It's like a financial hub. So These Freemasons and the Illuminati, they use these signs and symbols so often. And it's in your face, brothers and sisters, for a reason. It's in your face so that you'll turn around and say, oh, well, you know, it doesn't mean much. And why, if they were a secret society, would they then put their images out in your face? Brothers and sisters, the best way to do something is to punt it in someone's face continually. There's some more images for you. Now, the grand architect of the universe, this is what the Freemasons believe. And they believe that near the top, you have the Antichrist, then you have the 13, the Council of the 13, then you have the 33 Masons at the top, the order, then you have the 300 and the B'nai B'rith. And in that order is where you get the Illuminati. Now, brothers and sisters, what I'm about to show you next, like I said, might shock you. This is not a normal teaching, so I'm not going to go and read notes. I'm looking at the screen just with you, and we're going to decipher what we see. And I hope that it will bring some enlightenment to you. I don't like to use that word because that's the word that they use all the time. I pray that it will bring some understanding to you, and so that you will be able to really decipher what is going on. Now, brothers and sisters, take note. This is the Hillsong stage. And have a look at what is exactly at the back. What do we see? A pyramid. Let's go on. This is a Hillsong media ad. And what do we have? The all-seeing eye. The same sign and symbol that we see in the music industry is being shown to us in all their music ads. And this is a really, really old picture. This is way back when they just started. And if you have a look at the secular artists, they're doing exactly the same thing. There we have the all-seeing eye. There we have every single one of them pulling. We even see down at the bottom, we see the satanic S, which was used by Hitler himself, and it has a lot of significance. It is the lightning bolt. Further on, you see on the right-hand side again, the eye. This is the imagery that they are showing us. So why, for heaven's sake, why is the Hillsong then reproducing the same thing and saying, hey, you know what, there's nothing wrong with this? Let's go on. Now, this is the Hillsong 2013 conference, and I want you to take note of the image that is being shown on that pyramid right at the top. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see. If you're filled with Yahweh's Spirit, immediately you can see, brothers and sisters, something is not kosher in this image. Immediately you can see the face and the sign that is being shown right at the top of that pyramid. If you don't believe me, let's go on and have a look. Again, Hillsong, again, everything pointing up into a pyramid. Why are they doing this? Because they have sold themselves to the enemy. Take note, again, as I said, the eye of providence that we see on the $1 bill is being shown on the screen within their conference right at the top of that pyramid. You can see it immediately there. If you still don't believe me, take a look at the next picture to see exactly what has been pushed subliminally to every single person in that congregation. Brothers and sisters, why are they using the ram, or why are they using this goat's head, and they're putting this as their image on their CD covers? Not only that, but have a look at the image that is being shown in the background on that pyramid, Baphomet. And I'm not even going to get into it, because that's not the point of this teaching or of this examination.
All right, we're going to stop the tape right there today, but we'll pick right back up there tomorrow. You can see that this brother, he's exposing a lot of evil stuff that Hillsong has put on their cover, as well as using in their concert. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters. Cause if you